Check, check. Voiceover, how stories happen trailer. What does it take to resonate, to write and speak and create with greater impact? These are not ideas we explore deeply enough in the business world today. I mean, spend any time on the internet and you get so much advice from people in business about competing on the volume of your content, not the impact of your ideas. Mostly, when you look to build a brand or grow an audience for yourself, you're met by all kinds of advice that, if you're anything like me, just isn't cutting it. The hacks, the cheats, the shortcuts, the algorithm gaming, the lazy uses of AI. It has never been easier to create mediocrity at scale. But some of us refuse.
Well, I sort of feel like you've got to have signature stories and signature bits to even be an interesting person.
It's a story that has become sort of like mythology in my own mind.
Maybe I just crossed a line. Maybe I'm going to get fired. I don't know. It was stressful.
And somebody says, so tell me about the moment you decided to leave Google. And I go, all right, here we go again.
The nice thing about having a back pocket story like this is
a moment of connection with the audience. In a way, I want them to feel seen.
You can control your standards. You can control what you aim to do. And in doing that, you can create better results.
It doesn't matter if you're in a conference room or you're waiting in line at the DMV or you're at Applebee's or you're on Hinge or, I mean, like, you know, everything that you want in life will have a better chance of being accrued by you if you can actually communicate with powerful and interesting stories.
I'm Jay Akunzo. I'm an author, speaker, a show host, and a consultant to experts and entrepreneurs, helping them stand out through substance and stories, not hollow stunts. Over 2 decades of creating stuff online across every conceivable medium or type of project, my belief in a single idea has only grown stronger. We should prioritize resonance over reach. This is about making things that matter to our careers, companies, and communities. And it turns out when you matter more, you need to hustle for attention less. That's why people like you and me believe so strongly in the power of storytelling. But I've also realized, despite all the information out there about storytelling, there's still a really big difference between learning story and being a storyteller. Storytelling is a craft. Differentiating and resonating are skills you can learn. But if you look around and try to learn that stuff, it's always so oversimplified or overpromised. We get general advice or supposed secrets from gurus, or we get a bunch of basic techniques, structures, and tips. But if storytelling is a craft, then to learn it, shouldn't we try to get closer to, like, the actual crafting? That's what this show aims to do. Every episode, an expert, an entrepreneur, or a world-class communicator breaks apart one story or draft piece by piece. They'll share how they found it, how they developed it, and how it might improve, as well as how they're using it to build their career, their company, and their community.
And I liked how it felt, and it felt like it was good for the service of the story, it was good for performance, so I brought that factoid in, whereas it wasn't part of my original first draft.
The power of the story is to let the quote speak for itself. And I think the reason why it works is because it's somewhat subversive.
And in 1993, we sold Budweiser.com for 50 cases of beer. The longer you hold that beat, and I like to hold it long enough where people start to think, did he forget the line, right? Where they're not sure, like it's just slightly awkward.
It allows for space for the audience in their minds to be like, well, did he say this? Did he say this? What could he have said?
And then deliver the line. It works every time.
I think mostly we learn the process driving storytelling, and that's useful to a degree, but it's still like just the checklist that we need to follow. It doesn't actually come from us. So the craft actually has 2 other pieces to it.
I worry that the third one would sound more self-serving or self-centric, that people wouldn't see themselves in it.
Other people are messy and confusing and irrational. And you too are messy and confusing and irrational.
It's not just the process, it's also the posture, how you see yourself in the world, and the practice, putting your butt in the chair and doing the work.
You know, storytelling is a performance.
My family would call me the drama of the family, but not because I was creating the drama, because I was recreating the drama.
I'm always trying to James Bond it. In a James Bond movie, there's never a long explanation about how James Bond happens to be in Tuscany. You're in Tuscany and James Bond is in a car and going really fast and you're like, and beating the hell out of somebody and they're beating the hell out of him and the car's just gone off a cliff and you're like, oh my God, I'm 45 seconds in and I'm like having a heart attack because of the adrenaline.
I think it kind of like blossomed from what details are necessary and then what points could I dramatize? Could I perform more?
Understanding that your job is to entertain.
Forget the general advice or the abstract theory. What goes on when somebody's actually crafting, revising, and using a signature story? They have a process. They also bring a posture to their practice. In other words, they're masters of the craft. Let's get closer to the actual crafting. Any advice that emerges will be stronger because of that.
Yeah, now as I say it out loud, I am thinking about connecting those hooks with the meat of the story.
I went back and I found my notes from those days. I found the papers that I'm talking about that had my notes from the meeting. I found journal entries from that same time period where I was recapping my feelings from the day.
I could weave in more how I felt in that moment because the story is the morning walk. And then what I'm making that mean about how we approach our work and our businesses.
I agree with you. I think there's a way that could be and pacier and faster. And
Yeah. Because the real nugget there is, I just quit what I thought was my worst working relationship ever. Turns out it was actually the next one.
That is great. I'm going to just take that line straight away.
Together, we'll bridge the gap between learning story and being a storyteller.
And I think the same thing is true with business storytelling. They say, well, it has to be a story about business. No, it doesn't. It has to be a story about this industry. No, it doesn't. It has to be a story that happened to me. No, it doesn't.
That I think sometimes pushes us to forget to include the details that make us human or the details that make our stories truly relatable on this level of like, oh, I used to feel that way or like I see myself in that.
Here's what it needs to be. A story that the people who are listening can understand and benefit from. Full stop.
That's the difference between creating even more commodity content and creating things that actually matter. Things that are more valuable to others and more original to us. This is not about reach. This is about resonance. It's about making things that matter because when your work matters more, you can hustle for attention less.
Is it a learned skill? Yeah, at some level.
The speakers and storytellers that seem the most natural and open in the moment are the ones that are actually the most rehearsed.
You can learn it, right? You can get better at it.
As Ira Glass said, great stories happen to those who can tell them. He's not saying stories only appear to people who are already masters of the craft. He's saying, it is a craft. Stories don't happen to you, life happens to you. And then you put your butt in the chair and turn that into stories. Storytellers don't have to experience anything extraordinary when they know how to imbue meaning into things that are ordinary. It's the active work between idea and content that makes something a story. And when we do that active work, we can rely on our posture, our process, and our practice, our craft. We're putting that craft front and center every episode of this show.
Almost everything that happens to you every day is potentially a story. You just have to give yourself permission to tell it.
Because that is how stories happen.
Shoot. As soon as I said yes to this, I thought, why did I say yes to workshop a story with the master of storytelling? I'm being a total wuss. Okay. Don't judge me, listeners. Okay.